I think a lot of people get so focused on eliminating that they forget that the game is not about elimination. The game is about focus. The game truly is in life on how you can put more energy into the stuff that you want to focus on. How can you shift your focus to the stuff that you want to bring into your life? How can you shift your focus to love? How can you shift your focus to joy? How can you start listening to your higher self?
Welcome to the Manifestation Bay podcast. My name is Catherine Zinkina, and I'm a manifestation expert, master mindset coach, and multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm obsessed with helping you achieve everything that you once thought was impossible. If you're looking to massively up-level your life, your finances, your relationships, your productivity and success, then you have come to the right place. My goal in this podcast is to help you see the infinite potential within yourself to be, do, and have anything that your heart desires. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of mindset development to help you maximize who you are and where you're going. Leave it to me to provide you with the tools, the resources, the strategies, and teachings that you need to manifest a reality wilder than your wildest dreams. I know we're about to have so much fun together, so thank you so much for pushing play today, and now let's begin.
I can't believe it's been almost 2 years since I've last hosted a live training. Well, consider this a manifestation because for the first time in almost 2 years, I'm hosting a live 3-day money manifestation training called Cashflow. And the best part, it's absolutely free to join. We're going to be talking all about raising your financial set point, taking your power back when it comes to money so that it no longer has its hold on you, having money respond to you as the sovereign queen of money, not the other way around, becoming wealthy without frying your nervous system, the exact steps to accessing financial abundance for life, and so much more. You can sign up for this free training at manifestationbabe.com/cashflow. Again, that's manifestationbabe.com/cashflow. We start May 15th, and I can't wait to see you there. Hello, my beautiful souls, and welcome back to another episode of the Manifestation Bay podcast. I just wanted to first and foremost thank each and every single one of you for all of the positive feedback and support that I received from you for sharing last week's episode, where I just went in on my super raw thoughts that I was having around the current shamanic death that I've been in, as I lovingly call my annual shamanic death, because it feels like every year I have like a month period where I go through some crazy-ish, and just like letting it out there, letting it be public and be known was so therapeutic for me. And it sounds like so many of you are going through something similar. So this last week has been such a whirlwind of a week for me. And I think this eclipse season is really doing its thing on me right now, and so many of us, in purging through old patterns that just don't work for us anymore and are keeping us stuck and limiting us from going where we really want to go and showing us where we are still not free, where we are holding ourselves back. So I recently had a lot of personal things come up for me in my life, and it's been really challenging this part of me that so desires to remain relevant and wanted and needed by people, causing me to engage in people-pleasing behaviors unconsciously, because it's been a deeper layer that I hadn't noticed before. And it took me a while to go, wait a second, why am I doing this? Why am I creating this? Who is this version of me? This is a really, really old, like ancient pattern within me. What is it doing here, right? So let's just say this last week has been really eye-opening. I've been going through a whole process within myself. A lot that's happening right now is eye-opening, and I will do a whole episode around this probably next week, where I have plans to share with you a few things that I've been doing to take my life to the next level as of late. I think it'll be a really fun episode where I can take you into what is most important for me right now, what is most important to me right now, and what I'm doing to improve my life and really fine tune and refine and up level it and take it to the next level. But for this week, I'm whipping out an oldie but a goodie that I know you're going to love. Today's episode is a throwback that addresses what we can do with our negative thoughts to neutralize them and why it's impossible to eliminate them completely and why we shouldn't and why it's not the end of the world if we are experiencing them. I feel like this episode is coming at a super relevant time based on all that you've shared with me over the last week. You guys have really opened up to me, so I feel like this episode needs to go out again on my podcast. I believe this podcast episode is episode 30 on the podcast. So we are going way back into the vault, back in 2018, actually, when Brennan and I attended a financial seminar led by Tony Robbins, where we got to know a few billionaires and hang out with extremely successful people and learn the very basic fact that no matter how successful you become, at the end of the day, you are still a human being, and resisting or trying to eliminate your negative thoughts isn't the end game. It's about understanding what they are, that they don't mean anything inherently, and we don't need to give them more power than they need to have. We are not our thoughts, and the less we identify with them, the better off and happier we all are. And now, real quick, before we dive into the episode, I wanted to share with you that I have a free guide that I'm currently promoting that will help you raise your financial frequency called 15 Questions to Ask Yourself to Raise Your Financial Frequency and Manifest More Money. So if manifesting more money is something that's on your list this year, hint, hint, of something that you would like to master, you can get this absolutely free guide by downloading it at manifestationbabe.com/money questions. Again, that's manifestationbabe.com/money questions. All right, let's get into today's episode.
Hey, gorgeous souls. It is Catherine from manifestationbabe.com. I hope you're doing well today. I am actually packing for Costa Rica right now. It's Wednesday around 5 p.m., February 28th. And I was just about to hide my microphone so that I can take my microphone with me, create some more podcasts, do some more live streaming from Costa Rica. My whole family is there right now. Actually, my grandparents are there. My parents are there. And Brennan and I decided to join them and spend 10 days in Costa Rica, soaking up the sun, soaking up the good vibes. I don't know if you've ever been to Costa Rica, but holy crap, that place is going to surprise you. I've actually always been told that Costa Rica is one of those places that's like another vortex on this planet where you don't expect it to be as amazing as it actually is. And when you land, you never want to leave. Yeah, I'll definitely agree with that. Like, it's an amazing, amazing country. But before I hit my microphone, I've been a little MIA kind of in the podcast and live streaming scene in the last week because I have been processing so much information from my financial trip. Like, holy crap, you guys. I don't know if you've ever taken a course or been to a seminar or listened or done some sort of intensive like learning and listening to where you just need to take like a couple days to a week off to just reintegrate yourself into normal life. Like, I just have so much information jammed into my mind where I just had to breathe and not force myself to produce content for just a couple of days because I was like, you know what? Like, I'm still trying to process what I just learned, who I hung out with, the incredible information, you know, that we learned around finances and how billionaires think and just meeting all these incredible people, like literally hanging out with 100 millionaires and billionaires and Tony Robbins himself. It was amazing. I will be posting a blog post. It is called How Billionaires Think and Act. If you go to manifestationbabe.com/blog, as soon as I'm done recording this, it'll be up on my blog. It was actually part of my email newsletter that I sent out this morning. There's some really, really good information there.
And then what I wanted to hop on and talk with you guys about before I hid my microphone in my suitcase was something that I kept coming across with my clients this week, and just coming across, you know, certain conversations with certain people. And I had this insight pop into my mind, and I think it's really crucial for all of us to understand this, okay? So in this world of personal development, in this world of manifestation, law of attraction, positive thinking, good vibes, a lot of us get into the game of elimination. And what I mean by that is we become so focused on eliminating negative thinking, on eliminating fears, on eliminating doubts, on eliminating worries, and eliminating everything that's holding us back. And the thing is that we drive ourselves crazy doing this, because I don't believe you can get rid of any normal human emotion that is part of the human experience. It is impossible to get rid of negative thinking. It's impossible to completely get rid of fear for the rest of your life. I believe it's impossible to never worry another day in your life, because those things are going to pop up because they're part of our normal human experience. We have to feel that polarity in order to appreciate the things that we want and the feelings that we want to feel and the emotions that we want to experience. We have to feel that polarity. So that's why the law of polarity exists. And I think a lot of people get so focused on eliminating that they forget that the game is not about elimination. The game is about focus. The game truly is in life on how you can put more energy into the stuff that you want to focus on. How can you shift your focus to the stuff that you want to bring into your life? How can you shift your focus to love? How can you shift your focus to joy? How can you start listening to your higher self? How can you make your higher self the one that runs the show? How can you make your higher self the queen or the king of your kingdom? How can you make it so that even though there's multiple voices going on in your head, you don't listen to the ones that are holding you back? You know they're there, you understand that they're there, but you decide to work with them. You decide to dance with them. You decide to push them around. You decide to just observe them and love them anyway, and accept yourself, and accept yourself anyway, that even though they're there, that doesn't make you any less of a person. And so I believe that we waste so much energy eliminating these things, right? Eliminate the limiting beliefs, eliminate the fears, eradicate the worry, eradicate the stress and the fear and all these things. However, if it's impossible, is there ever an end? Are we ever going to reach the outcome? Are we ever going to win at this game? Or can we just choose to feed more energy into the opposite spectrum, into the thoughts that serve us, into the feelings that serve us, into the emotions that serve us, into the beliefs that serve us, into the values that serve us, into the identity that serves us, stepping into our higher selves and choosing to live from that place and understanding that there's so many elements to this human experience, but we are in control of what controls us. We determine what in the end is going to control us. And so I feel like that's so important, because I think that so many of us waste so much of our energy. And we only have so much energy to go around, right? If you think of an energy bucket, by the time we wake up, if we are so focused on, oh my God, don't feel fear today, don't feel fear today, don't feel scared today, you know, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this. Think about how much energy has already leaked out of your bucket. Think about how much energy has been zapped from you just by focusing on what you don't want and trying to eliminate those thoughts. And so by the time you even start your day, your energy bucket already has like minus 40% energy. And so you are living your life with a half empty energy bucket, and you're wasting so much of that energy. And it's no wonder that your business isn't where you want it to be. It's no wonder that your health isn't where you want it to be. It's no wonder that your relationships maybe aren't where you want to be. It's because you are zapping away your energy trying to play the elimination game. And it's not about elimination. It's about focus. And it's about choice. It's about decision. And it's about choosing to step into that version of ourselves who already has everything that we want, who already feels everything that we want to feel, who already experiences everything that we want to experience. That is how we play the game, and that is how we win the game. And think about it. If you fully accept that fear, worry, negative thinking, all these things are part of the human experience, you don't waste any more energy on them. You've accepted it, and now you can move on. And now you can be like, okay, you know what? I'm going to feel the fear and do it anyway. Oh, that's funny. That's a negative thought. I have no idea where that came from. I'm going to choose to think this thought instead. I don't know where this belief is coming from. Clearly not serving me. I'm going to choose to believe this belief instead. And I'm going to turn into an affirmation, and I'm going to repeat it to myself all day long, and I'm going to make that my truth. The goal is not to sit there and focus all day long on how can I eliminate this belief? How can I eliminate this thought? How can I get rid of it? It's about choosing to make it a part of your DNA, a part of your cellular structure, a part of your just how you're wired to step into whatever it is that you want to focus on. So that is my little mini episode for you today. And if you enjoyed this episode, I would so, so appreciate a 5-star review. I would appreciate a review comment as well. And if you screenshot this podcast right now off of your smartphone, go ahead and put it in your Instagram story and tag me and share with me what you loved most about this episode or any other episode on my podcast as well, obviously counts. I just want to hear your feedback. I want to hear your excitement, and I want to see that you guys are loving these episodes so that I can keep creating them and keep sharing and keep talking about my life and lessons and universal insights that come into my mind on a daily basis and tips and tricks on how I help myself and my clients master their mindsets, etc., etc. So I love you guys so freaking much, and I hope you have a phenomenal rest of your week. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you absolutely loved what you heard today, be sure to share it with me by leaving a review on iTunes so that I can keep the good stuff coming your way. If you aren't already following me on social media, come soak up the extra inspiration on Instagram by following @manifestationbabe or visiting my website at manifestationbabe.com. I love and adore you so much and can't wait to connect with you in the next episode. In the meantime, go out there and manifest some magic.